My name is Doug Oppenheimer. What I am here to talk about is the Miller House, and the actual name of the site is the Miller House, and it's at 7226 Miami Avenue, and the current use of the house is for a museum that the Madeira Historical Society maintains, and the house was a 1922 Sears Roebuck house, bought out of a catalog, and it was built in 1922. It was used as a residence from 1922 through 1998, and the architectural features include what I would say, describe the house. It was a crescent model house ordered from a Sears Roebuck catalog. What I would like to say about the house is that it was bought out of a catalog, and prior to the a time around the 1930s here in the country, Sears Roebuck actually sold thousands of houses that were actually purchased from catalogs, and this house specifically was bought out of the catalog, but all the components for the house actually were brought from a facility on Section Road in Norwood, became later Norwood Sash and Door, but prior to that it was actually a distribution facility for Sears and Roebuck houses that were purchased from catalogs for this region of the country. And the house was brought here on probably a flatbed truck, and when it arrived, actually the other nice thing about this house is we had a family, the DeMar family, Russ DeMar is still living. It was his father that built the house here, built several other homes in Madeira that were Sears and Roebuck houses. And again, up until the 1930s, not only did Sears sell the houses at a cost that was very affordable, but also they financed the houses. And of course, at some point later in time, during the Great Depression, Sears kind of either slowed down or eventually got out of the home business because of the fact that so many people were defaulting on the loans that Sears had financed themselves. Well, a lot of houses back in 1922 and thereafter had a chicken coop, which this house does have. But in addition to a chicken coop, which still stands on the property, just in the back of the yard here, it also had a pond. And this pond, actually, all the details aren't, we can't be certain about all the details, but the pond had something very special besides goldfish and just your whatever normal top pond lilies and that sort of thing. It had an alligator. And nobody can be really certain because nobody's alive that can tell the story exactly the way it should be. But we figure around 1922, 23, 1924, the Fournier families must have had ownership of an alligator. And now we can only determine maybe it was a very small alligator because some of the questions that the kids have when they come here are, well, how come the alligator couldn't it get out? Couldn't it attack somebody? Couldn't it chase somebody? Well, so we can only, thinking back how it might have been, we must think that this alligator was a very small alligator and that the walls of the pond were just a little too high for the alligator to maneuver itself out. But the fact is, there was an alligator, and it was called the Alligator Pond.